G'day and welcome to the Queensland Seafood Industry Association series of podcasts. Eric Perez is my name. I am your podcast host and I work in my 9-to-5 job as the CEO of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association. Thanks for joining us again. Today kicks off a series of podcasts around the so-called reform process. I'm speaking today to a current board member, Tony Riesenweber. I asked him several questions around the reform process and got a fairly clear view from a commercial fisher's point of view of where we're headed. Hope you enjoy the podcast and we will keep you informed as we roll on into the state election on issues relating to commercial fisheries and trying to maintain our right to commercially fish as well as the public's right to have a choice of buying local versus imported seafood. Over to Tony.
G'day Tony, how are you mate?
Not too bad Eric.
Mate, appreciate your time, and so I would like to stop talking about this bloody reform process, but it seems that we can't. First question I've got with you, mate, and I'm seeing this as the CEO of the association, but I'd like to get your perspective. Where is the industry's headspace at the moment? What are you hearing, and what's your assessment of it, mate?
My personal assessment of it, we have investment warnings and on the crab fishery and a number of fisheries since 2003, September that is, 2003.
Before you go on, mate, for those that are listening that don't know our industry, can you give me a quick layman's understanding of what an investment warning is on your fishery?
Well, the government chose to put out an investment warning on various fisheries and at different times. The Gulf of Carpentaria was 1997, and then they reiterated it again in 2003, and they've redone it a few times since then. And what it means is, if you invest further in the fishery, it may or may not be recognised by the government as in effort. So what it does to a fisherman and any business, you're not going to invest in new boats, new technology, because it may or may not be recognised in the future. So you end up with older boats, unsafe boats, and you don't know whether to buy a license because you might have been leasing one for a number of years and you want to go forward in the fishery. And it's a progression thing. You start maybe as a deckhand and then a skipper, and then you buy a boat and you progress and buy your own license. You're not going to progress through the industry because of all these investment warnings. Now, back in 1999, we were going to see a reform put through, and we had change of government, it got pushed under the carpet. Then we were going to do the crab fishery and that, and we had the RQ symbols come in 2002 or 2003 by memory. We were going to do the crab fishery in 2012. I sat on the working group, nothing come of it. And then we had the MRAG report and the green paper and the white paper and all these discussions. Then they put out, they had various working groups currently, that they were going to do quota and they were going to do this, but it was not how they were going to do it, it was just this is what we're going to do. And that affected a lot of fishermen that unfortunately invested into the fishery because they were given no choice. And then they had licenses that didn't have enough quota attached to them. They didn't know where they were going to go. That put a lot of mental health issues on fishermen and marriages and families. Now, all fishermen are like anyone else. They have a job. They need to pay their bills, their mortgages and their loans, and they want to provide for their family. When you've got everything hanging over your head, and it doesn't matter what government we've got, we have the same issues. But the Labor government in particular, I don't believe they've been good for the fishing industry or any industry for that matter, because when I was a young fella, we were taught to vote Labor because they're for the working man. They're no longer for the working man. They're for the lobbyist, the green movement, and however they can throw people under the bus to keep their jobs. It's all about their jobs and their political party, and not about the farmers, the fishermen, the manufacturers, the miners, the tourist operators. It affects everyone. And I don't believe the government of today have any thought about industry. We've got high unemployment. Now we've seen the coronavirus come. We've been stagnant once again. And I can assure you, as a member of the QSIA board, and personally, I invested money with two barristers and a solicitor to take the government on. We've been fortunate enough, the Queensland seafood industry has backed us. And when this reform comes, and it should be based on science and fact, not fiction, and not to benefit others. And we've been fortunate enough that we've got good barristers behind us and a good legal firm, and we will take on the Queensland government as an industry, and we all need to be united behind this. All we want is a fair treatment to move forward. I hope every fisherman supports the Queensland seafood industry in this. It's not about the big bloke, the small bloke, or anything. It's about everyone. We're all in it together, and we've all got to come out of this together. All we want to do is do our job, feed the people that when I get old, I want to be able to go and buy fresh fish that we've caught here in Queensland, and I know what fish I'm buying.
That was Tony Riesenweber, Director, Queensland Seafood Industry Association, speaking with me regarding the so-called fisheries reform process here in Queensland. Thanks again for joining me. More great content on the way. More discussions around the upcoming election from an industry point of view and how that links up with provision of seafood to the public. Again, appreciate your support, and we'll catch you all on the next podcast.